TED Audio Collective.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Millions of refugees are displaced from their homes by famine, war, and natural disasters. In these communities, how do families create a sense of home in a temporary shelter? Abir Shikali is an architect, artist, designer, and cultural producer. Today, she explores the ways that architecture can participate in building interaction, personal agency, and comfort for refugee communities.
Disaster is inevitably temporary and constant in its movement. A shelter must be transient. Because disaster implies the breakdown of communities, a shelter must rebuild social interaction. Because disaster destroys the familiar environment, a shelter must transform over what often remains. And these are the qualities upon which I both figuratively and literally chose to think about shelter. In 2013, I participated in a competition that asked us to define motion through a design that responds to various issues in daily life in relation to motion and provides solutions. During that time, the Za'atari refugee camp was being set up in Jordan to host a large population of Syrian refugees, and I had only seen and heard about Za'atari on TV. And with the short time I had for designing, my memory took me back to that advanced studio that had asked us to design an emergency shelter for disaster relief. I designed a tent that uses a special folding structural fabric, basically absorbs the sun's energy and becomes energy independent. So it provides the necessities of basic life, like electricity, like water, comfort. But more importantly, the design has the social potential to not only be an adequate shelter, but a dignified shelter, and help weave communities together. Shelter represents the most essential boundary that protects and separates us from the exterior world. A home is a sanctuary in and by itself, a space that allows us to heal, to exist, and to dream of our future, but most importantly, to be ourselves. Is there a solution where the tent could become more than a shelter, where it could become a home, a community? Over the past few years, I've taken on the challenge of being an architect in this time of humanitarian crisis. And my tent is still in progress. It's still developing. The tent has been the model to not only understand, but to also serve my community. My projects are still ongoing, growing, and expanding in awareness. I've always been interested in our experience in space, events that are orchestrated by architectural space and that is preserved in our memory. How can architecture participate in the empowerment and advancement of social interaction and cultural progression? How can the displaced build their own homes and gain a sense of their own agency and control over their own environment? My purpose is to go back to the beginning. A birth and a rebirth that challenges my imagination through design and creativity. This has been my journey so far. My pattern is my creative process. It starts at home. Home is the center of my life and continues to inspire me. It's the place that I may depart from, but to which I always return to.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Klagenfurt, Austria. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Klagenfurt. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.